USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signed a bill making Juneteenth a national holiday, commemorating the end of slavery in the United States, and the government said most federal employees will get Friday off to celebrate.
The truth is, it's not simply not enough just to commemorate Juneteenth. After all, the emancipation of enslaved black Americans didn't mark the end of America's work to deliver on the promise of equality.
Senator Roy Blunt says Obamacare is getting harder and harder to unravel.
The Affordable Care Act gets constantly woven deeper and deeper into the system.
The Missouri Republican making that remark after the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act for a third time. Blunt telling reporters the high court had another chance to eliminate Obamacare, but did not do it. USA Radio News.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses.
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers. Hold, please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Mixed day on Wall Street as investors continue to digest the latest update from the Fed Reserve. The central bank didn't change interest rates, but said it expects higher inflation. At the close, the Dow losing 210 points to close at 33,823. The S&P losing nearly 2 points to fall to 42,21. As the push continues to get college students vaccinated, one governor is taking action against such a move.
Arizona's governor says that the state's universities cannot require students to get a COVID vaccination. Governor Doug Ducey issued an executive order prohibiting public universities and community colleges from making COVID vaccines a condition for students to return to class. In a statement, Ducey said that he encouraged Arizonans to get the vaccine, but maintained that it should be their choice to do so. The order coming as a response to an announcement from Arizona State University that made vaccinations mandatory for students to return to campus. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
In the Atlanta community of Buckhead, the debate over becoming an independent city has been brewing on and off for decades. Now, amid a spike in crime, calls to split from Atlanta have grown louder than ever. Homicides are up by 63% compared to the same time last year and up 43% compared to the same period in 2019. The city has seen more than 300 shooting incidents since the start of the year, up 45% from what it recorded last year at this same time, and up 55% from 2019. Bill White is the chairman and CEO of the Buckhead City Committee. He tells Fox News enough is enough.
We are living in a war zone. That's how we describe living in Buckhead. And what has happened here in the last several years is an incredibly dangerous spike in crime and a complete vacuum of leadership. The police in Atlanta are great policemen and women. We love them. They just want to do their job, and they're not being allowed to do that.
White, referring to the city's new policy, which minimizes police chases, in which the officer must know that the person being chased has committed a forcible or violent felony and requires the officer to have direct knowledge that the person being pursued is involved in a violent crime. 20-time Grand Slam champion Rafael Nadal isn't participating in this year's Olympic Games or Wimbledon. He made the announcement on Thursday via Twitter. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.